every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Now through May 1st, during DeWalt Days at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select DeWalt power tools. And the only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 30% off. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
A swing and a drive. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Cubs win. 3-run homer, Addison Russell. Cubs win the ball game.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champs. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details.
We'll start Jaron tonight at the point. Michael, who's just had spot minutes in the last game, will now be in the rotation as our backup point guard. Everybody's going to have to be ready to pick up for what Rondo gives us. You know, we can't change the way we've are approaching things right now just because, one of our star players is out.
That's right. Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg with Rondo out indefinitely with a fractured thumb. You heard him say Jaron Grant will start at point guard. Game 3 tonight tips just after 6. And if, in case you forgot, the Bulls have a 2-0 lead on the number 1-seeded Boston Celtics. Also this evening, Rockets at the Thunder. That's at 8:30. Houston up 2-0. Clippers visit the Jazz at 9, and that series is tied at 1 apiece. Major League Baseball, John Lester goes against Tim Adelman as the Cubs open weekend series in Cincy. First pitch at 6:10. And your lineup for tonight's game, Schwarber in left, Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Russell at short and batting fourth. Jason Hayward batting fifth tonight playing right field. Wilson Contreras sixth behind the plate. Javi Baez playing second tonight batting seventh. John Lester in the eighth spot and Albert Almora Jr. in center field.
I love that lineup.
I do too.
That's your playoff lineup.
That's the best lineup. Right, absolutely.
Right, is that your definitive A lineup right now?
Absolutely, that's your best defensive lineup. That is your best lineup. I love Russell batting fourth. I love Hayward batting fifth. I know people that that still have hatred for Hayward are just remembering last year, not seeing what the guy's doing this year and how he's connecting with the ball. The guy was driving the ball great when I saw him last week, and he's hitting the ball so well.
I believe he's second to only Schwarber in exit velocity.
Really?
On the team.
Man, I love an exit velo stat. And he's the guy. No, he's playing great, and I love this lineup. So you got Baez at second, seventh, Lester eight, and Almora in center. That's it right there. That's your future. That's your best defense right there. So Dan and I are in agreement, and hopefully Joe Maddon sticks with this for the rest of the season, every game from now on. You think he will?
No, I do not.
Do you think that lineup will play tomorrow?
No, I do not.
I also agree with you. The White Sox, they host the Indians with Jose Quintana opposing Corey Kluber, first pitch at 7:10. You'd have thought that would have been a really much better matchup than it has been so far this season. AHL Game 2 for the Wolves at Charlotte. The Wolves are down 1-0. Puck drops this evening at 6:15. PGA play, it's the Valero Texas Open, one of my favorites. Bud Cauley leads at 8-under after a 6-under 66 in second-round play. Cameron Smith in the clubhouse is one shot off the lead. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com. Have a stuffy nose? It could be allergies or even the flu. You won't know until you get it checked out at Presence Health. You can schedule same-day appointments and get quick results. Make an appointment with a Presence Health doctor today at presencehealth.org/findadoc. I'm Matt. This is The Score, 25 years of Chicago sports talk, radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game, that's tonight, 5:35, Cubs and Reds, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Apparently, Bulls fans think that this series is over, so they've already got at me with, the Wizards aren't very good at rebounding either. Yeah, but the Wizards don't have a 5'9 point guard.
And I have some breaking news for you.
Rajon Rondo is out tonight for the Bulls. Rondo fractured his thumb in Game 2. Will not have surgery, but is out indefinitely.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
There's been a lot made of your velocity and also the staff's velocity and how it's been down. What's going on right now? Is it just too early in the season to try to figure that out?
Well, if it really came down to velocity only, you'd see everybody in the big leagues throwing 100 miles an hour, 98. And that's just not, I know you guys have to talk about it, but it's just not that important to us. Our job is to go out there and get people out, and it doesn't matter if it's with 80 or 96. That's not part of the job description for me. So, I mean, I don't think our guys are worried about it. We can effectively get guys out, even if we don't go out there with our best stuff, and that's really all I'm focused on.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
At 2:06, we are talking about now in the post-Blackhawks portion of the Chicago sports year, what we can look at as being important, what's material. It's hard to get playoff excited about regular season baseball. We talked about how difficult that is, but we're also sort of here for you today if you're a Blackhawks fan trying to make sense of your world, because I took a different road after the game last night thinking, man, you got three parades. Three championships. They had to lock in some contracts that are rough. And you get punished in the NHL for those mm-hmm. contracts. It's not football. It's certainly not the NBA. Where there's always a piper to pay. And they made some decisions. And look at this as some kind of contract. If in 2007, whenever you want to start as a starting point, 2008, 2009, If they put a contract in front of you as a Chicago Blackhawks fan and said, sign this or don't, in or out, that you're going to have some playoff disappointments and that in 2016 and 2017, you're going to be a first round out with a really good team, but you are going to win three Stanley Cups.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the hurt.
It doesn't, but I'm saying everybody would sign that.
How it happens, though.
Everybody.
Of course you want championships.
That. Yeah, three of them.
But in the end, you know, how it feels is how it feels.
There is an end, though. There's always an end.
You think this is the end?
I don't know.
The beginning of the end?
I don't know.
This is the end.
It's certainly the beginning of the final part of whatever this has been. Sure it is. I mean, Marian Hossa is 39.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Brent Seabrook contract is, you know, and Duncan Keith isn't going to get any younger. I don't know what's wrong with Taves. I don't know why he was so horrible. He looked weak Now, that's the thing. He looked...
did not look strong.
Weak.
Yeah, he didn't look physically
right.
Imposing at times. And he's never been a hulking guy, but he's always been that guy that was hard to move, hard to get off the puck. And, you know, the same way... I mean, Hossa is a bigger dude, but the same way it was hard to take the puck away from Hossa, and mentally he was always sharp, you looked at that and saw Jonathan Toews in that same mold of, okay, this guy's going to win every puck battle. He's going to win more faceoffs than he loses.
There was
he's not
one,
going to make any mistakes.
One theory that he stopped eating meat and that was it, because most bodybuilders will tell you there is no replacement protein. There's nothing like red meat. And when that stopped, he lost his strength. I don't know. Is he hurt? His back hurts? Hitting the head too many times? Either way, at 3 o'clock, Steve Rosenblum is going to fix everything. And by the time we're done talking with him, everything's going to be fine.
Steve Rosenblum has never fixed anything.
I know. He probably couldn't fix a door handle.
I mean, right. Steve's going to come on here and set the whole world on fire and then walk away.
No, he's
gonna, the Joker of the Tribune.
He's going to take care of everything. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah, somebody lied to you.
Jacob in Highland Park, you're on the score.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
I think last night the loss, I'm not upset with the Hawks. I think, like you said, they had three parades. They tried hard. I just think the Predators had a better game plan, and they really put it to the Hawks better than I've seen anybody put to the Hawks since they've been in there, you know, running over the last couple
of
years. They shut the Hawks down completely.
Yeah, it was historically bad.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a historically
can't pour syrup on this
bad
one.
Performance by the Blackhawks.
Like last year when you get beat in seven and it's a ragtag St. Louis Blues squad that's on the come, and don't worry because everything's going to be all right. It's puck luck.
Somebody hits Nick Leddy's jersey and goes in.
Nothing to do with puck luck.
No,
Corey Crawford throws a puck into his own net because it's caught in his sweater. But
this was puck bad.
This is an ass kicking.
That's what it looks. That's what a hockey ass kicking looks like.
Everybody from
every line,
man one to man 25. Everybody got their share of it. Everyone,
the trainers
got their share of it. You know,
their fourth line kicked you in the balls.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again.
Arvidsson looked like one of the best players in the league against you. You know, and not to mention they're really good players in Yossi and some of these other. Like, did Neil even make a dent? Like, the guys that they count on, did those dudes really do much? Because all I saw was Pecorine not being forced to be spectacular. That's the other thing, too. I know people want to do the, hot goalie.
No, he was solid and responsible.
He was very good, but he was never really put to the test over and over. Like, one of those flurries where it's like 8 minutes where you're like, my God, I feel bad for the goalie because the Hawks are pelting this dude with shots. Wasn't happening like that. There was, you know, some periods where, you know, there was a power play in game two where I'm like, all right, this is starting to feel like they've awakened. But when I saw that third goal, and I'm like, wow. This is the dismantling of a squad. And for Coach Q and all these guys, like, I know they take it very seriously and taking it very personally because they're not used to this. You saw the faces, you heard all the sound bites after that game. That was a team that all of a sudden four games happened to them. It wasn't one of these things where you go through game one and you're like, man, that was a grinder. You got beat 2-0 or 2-1. Like, they woke up and got swept.
Or one goalie win in there somewhere.
Right. But no, they got their ass beat.
For the same reasons every game.
Yep.
It's not like one game this happened. It was this. They outskated you four times.
When Panarin is in the slot with 4 seconds left at the end of that first period and he doesn't cash in, you're sitting back looking at the TV like, this might be donezo. Mm-hmm. Because that's supposed to happen. You got him dead to rights. He's got over the glove side open and everywhere Panarin likes to be. I mean, he usually likes the one timers from the left side, but he's in the slot there. All you're asking for is your sniper to bury a goal to get your team in the right mind state, and it didn't happen.
How about the number of times that Kane curled up? You know, and he goes racing in with the puck, and he looks all canary, and he spins around everybody, and he goes down around, and he
you
stops.
Don't want those
and you know what? And you know what they said? You know what it looked like? The Predators are like, okay, we're gonna
go get it.
Yeah, you can be there. Here's the middle. Skate over here. We're gonna take this part. We know you kind of like your little slack water over here. We know you like that little area, and then the late man comes shooting in. You find him. go to the middle. And you know what he didn't do? He didn't go to the middle. He didn't go just tearing toward the net and say, all right, you take my head off, but I'm going to put this thing on net. And you had a bunch of guys, even when they tried to get below the dots, missing the net entirely. That's not testing a goalie either.
To not be cool.
This is from Amir, who always weighs in with Bulls stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, I understand Rajon Rondo had a two-game spasm of competence. Everyone is acting like the Cavs just lost LeBron. Rondo was the 56th ranked point guard in real plus minus, behind Michael Carter Williams, among others. He was the 44th ranked point guard in win shares. He's had two good games matched up against a guy who's 5'9 and lost his sister last week. So how about everyone stops acting like it's the 2012 playoffs and the number one seed Bulls just lost Derrick Rose to a blown out knee and realize the Bulls are an 8 seed, they are bad, Rondo is bad, and none of this really matters.
I think
that's a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, Rondo has been incredibly important these last couple of games when he's been allowed to do what Rondo's allowed to do. And, yeah, if you want to say that Michael Carter-Williams had a better season or was better than Rondo because of win shares, fine. But nobody thinks that. And if you don't think that Rondo is important to this team, especially when you're not – you know, going up against bums and then getting it up for really good teams, then fine. But this is gonna be an issue for this team.
In Hoffman Estates, here's Brian on the score.
Brian, turn your radio off.
Turn your radio off, Brian.
Throw Brian Reck on hold.
Is this really that hard?
Nah, I mean, you know, sometimes things happen. It's all good. 312-644.
You are in a good mood.
No, I mean, hey, man, listen, I talked to some people today on the phone that are in far worse condition than I am. So today is that day where I'm walking on sunshine. Damn it!
What was the reason for the call?
I mean, I'm not gonna get into that on the air.
Just saying hello.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you gotta check in on your peeps, man. You know, you forget. Like I have the same friends that I was just actually talking to. Hey, Herbie, I was actually talking to Tenny about this before the show. Like, I have the same friends that I had when I was a child, and you know, things haven't really changed that much. So sometimes you check in on people, see how they're doing. Sometimes they check in on you, and then you find out how they're doing. And when you ask, how are you doing? Sometimes people are going to tell you how they are doing.
Yeah, I have one of my friends at the gym. I said, how you doing? He's like, fine, I have cancer.
Yeah, they're going to tell you. Like, it was the... back when I was producing your show, where we'd be like, hey, don't ask Terry how he's doing today, because you were going to get, something fell off in the shower.
I'm not eating, I don't know, I'm not sleeping, I forgot which doctor I was supposed to go to.
And then he pulls out, like, a fistful of ones, or with a rubber band around it. Buddy, I lost my ass at the OTB the other day.
I don't know, we're on a Diet Coke.
Right, so the people out there, just stop asking people how you're doing if you don't want to know the answer.
The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Taco Bell. Cubs are at Cincy. The Sox host the Tribe. That's brought to you by Taco Bell. Have you heard about the new loaded taco burrito? It's got all the crunchy awesomeness of a taco wrapped up inside a burrito, plus double the seasoned beef. That's just $1.49 at Taco Bell. We are the Bernstein and Goff Show.
You want to pick your own ending here, my friend? Because
my kids always make fun of me when I do that.
Take it easy. But you just mentioned the Cubs. Wanted to get into some historic Cubs stuff that happened last year at this time. And also, we forget why Chris Bryant won the MVP last year.
No, we don't.
And I think after looking at those numbers from a certain ballpark, this is one of those series where you don't want to miss it, because Chris Bryant usually eats in Cincinnati, even though they have that terrible chili.
I was just saying, even though it's probably the worst place in the world to eat, literally, I think to eat metaphorically, right, Chris Bryant will be much happier than if you actually eat the chili that is vile.
Skyline, right? Is what it's called, right? Worse than Chili's?
Oh, yeah.
Worst thing ever.
Chili's is pretty bad.
It was bad.
Well, they brought like packs of that around, and Doug was eating it without warming it up.
But when you're opening a restaurant that makes a food just because it happens to kind of rhyme with your nickname, it's probably not the best motivation, right?
To
it's
not,
It's not coming from a real
Chili's chili
place.
But what if he made?
Hey, let's make chili. Why? Because your nickname is Chili.
This sounds pretty good.
Oh, dude, did you hear?
Do we have beer?
Enzo last night said that Patrick Kane is on his way to becoming the greatest American-born hockey player of all time. And I was thinking to myself, because he mentioned Chelly.
Ronick, Madonna.
He mentioned Chelly. He said, you know, you got a ways to go to get to Chris Chelios. So I'm like, wow. You know, because I thought of Madonna. The first guy I thought of was Madonna. Isn't he the points leader?
I think so.
For
I know they showed American-born playoff goals.
Yeah, they did show that, but I don't know. I think the conversation was American-born all time. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, I mean, Patrick Kane is, you know, 9 years into a career now. We can start talking about that kind of thing, especially after they get their ass kicked in four games by the Nashville Predators and everybody watched it.
All right, Cubs historical context stuff. Good. Yes. We'll do that next on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, I won't be talking to you tomorrow. I won't be talking to you again until the day arrives when you can look at that Barnes & Noble somewhere or online and see a book. I will get that book done. Thanks for the memories.
This Score 25th anniversary moment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Down 25 at halftime, the Cavaliers come all the way back and they punk Indiana in their house, 119-114. The obvious question, of course, biggest choke job ever or best comeback in NBA playoff history? And the answer is yes. A comeback like that does not happen unless the other guy goes right into the tank and chokes out. And the Pacers did. So that's not just a case of Cleveland ripping it from them as opposed to Indiana giving it to them. It's actually both. Cleveland only gets credit for ripping it if Indiana shows up and plays huge, but they didn't. Well, for a half they did. And then instead of coming out in the second half and choking them out when they had to, they got soft, they panicked, they melted down, and they suffered easily the worst loss in Pacer history. Good luck ever shaking that tank job. I'm Jim Rome.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or OrlandParkAudi.com. That's OrlandParkAudi.com.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
If you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They are celebrating with huge savings, gargantuan, monstrous, big, on over 350 new Chevys. A new 2017 Traverse, you might ask? How much is that? That's just $24,999. A brand new Malibu Golf, how much do I have to shell out for that? Only $16,999. If you've seen that brand new Malibu, that's a nice piece of machinery. Wait a minute, did I read that right? $24,999 and $16,999 for new cars? Now that's a steal of a deal. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing
behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level,
they give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared. Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this. I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
And now the 2-1 to Bryant.
Chris drives one in the air, deep center field. This ball's got a chance. Schebler back to the wall. Grand slam. Grand slam, Chris Bryant. Cubs lead 13-0. Towering shot to dead center. Bryant's third career grand slam, and it's turned into a rout.
Yeah, that happens in Cincinnati. The Cubs like going there because they get fat on Cincinnati pitching, even though the Reds have started out a little better than many thought. They'll eventually settle into their badness. But there are some numbers that you have or some Cubs history here.
Yeah, Chris Bryant last year, he should have thanked the Cincinnati Reds in the Great American Ballpark as part of his acceptance speech for the National League MVP. Last year, Chris Bryant, get this, 43 at-bats. That was the most in any stadium besides Wrigley Field. 43 at-bats, scored 12 runs, hit the ball 18 times fairly, safely, I should say. Four doubles, five home runs, 16 RBI, five walks. He got hit by pitch once, struck out nine times. He had a 419 average, 490 OBP, 860 slugging percentage, 401.350 OPS. Now, this, I don't know if it's going to happen again this year, but this is one of those series where if you could be anywhere in the world as a baseball fan, you want to watch the reigning NL MVP go to Cincinnati because he loves that ballpark, and there should be fireworks over the next 3 days. But, you know,
it's been like that for a while. It goes back even my memories, and this is one of those things where baseball plays tricks on you. But for whatever reason,
certain guys dominate certain parks.
I remember Derek Lee always just launching balls out of there.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the situation, it would just be you just look up and he's hitting a ball over a fence.
And there, we can look at the park effect and all that other stuff and how Great American Ballpark plays for everybody that plays there. But Chris Bryant last year, I mean, there's a couple of places that he didn't fare very well. I mean, Citi Field, he wasn't that good.
Well, that's because of the pitching.
Minute Maid Park, right? He wasn't that good. Nationals Park, he only had 10 at-bats, but
again,
he only got one
pretty good
hit.
Pitching staff.
Yeah, of course, the pitching has something to do with it. Turner Field wasn't that good. You know, Braves pitching wasn't that great outside of Teron and a couple other guys. So, yeah, Cincinnati, he gets fat. I don't know if this new, you know, what are they, 9-6 or 10-6 Cincinnati Reds team is going to do work. But Great American Ballpark is the place for for Chris Bryant. Can't wait to talk to him about why he does it there. Is there a special feeling, a special meal?
You know what the answer's going to be.
Smiling and pitching?
Yeah, right. I don't know. I just like to hit the ball there. I guess I've seen it really well.
We gotta toughen that guy up. We gotta make something, like, we gotta take him to a very dark place. You know what I mean? We gotta make him not superhero like at some point over the next
month.
Everybody's tried. Well, we haven't tried hard enough though. I feel like we get our hands on him, he'll be a different man.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champs. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details. With Rajon Rondo out indefinitely with a fractured thumb, Jaren Grant will start at point guard for your Bulls.
We've been here before, so you know, my teammates have confidence in me. You know, we have confidence to go out here and you know, play well. And you know, Jimmy has to, you know, pass a little bit more because, you know, Rondo's out and he's more of a passer than I am. Then that's what we're going to do, whatever we got to do to win the game.
That is a Jaren Grant. Game 3 tips just after 6 o'clock tonight. Also, the Rockets at the Thunder at 8:30. Houston up 2-0. Clippers visit the Jazz at 9. That series tied at 1. Major League Baseball, John Lester goes against Tim Adelman and the Cubs as they open a weekend series in Cincinnati. First pitch at 6:10. Albert Almora, he plays center field and bats 9th. Jason Hayward in right field. Javi Baez plays second base tonight. The White Sox host the Indians. Jose Quintana opposing Corey Kluber. First pitch 7:10. Kobayashi is tonight's DH. He bats 6th. AHL game 2 for the Wolves at Charlotte. Wolves are down 1-0. Puck drops at 6:15. PGA, Valero Texas Open. Bud Cauley leads at 8-under after a 6-under 66 in second round play. Cameron Smith is one shot off the lead. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes, manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard, post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on the score. That's today, 5:35, Cubs and Reds, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
It's all new and on sale at Art Van Furniture. Save an interest till 20.
So our guy Shep looked up D. Lee.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. I guess my instinct was good. Derek Lee had 14 home runs in Great American Ballpark, the second most for him for a non-home park. He hit 16 at Miller Park.
And we do that with every sport, too, where it's like, I remember this guy absolutely killing this team or going into this stadium and dominating. And usually it's because of the opponent.
And more often than not, you're wrong, first of all. Not you.
No, I'm saying we. No, I know.
We, generally, that those memories tend to get twisted and inflated, and there's confirmation bias.
Like
and
Adrian Peterson, every time he set foot in Soldier Field. Remember that game where he won the? Did he win the game with an overtime kickoff return? Yeah, I was at that game where he ran for like. Did he break the record that game?
And all they had to do was not kick it to him. Remember?
Yeah, I think didn't he have like 280 yards or something like that rushing? They're like, hey, he's the only reason why we're here today. Let's put him back there on the kickoff return. I mean, of course, it used to happen with Jordan all the time. I remember Jerry Stackhouse. I was at this game. Jerry Stackhouse came into the United Center and set the United Center scoring record, if I'm not mistaken, on a New Year's Day game, like 52 or something like that. I believe Jamal Mashburn had it before that.
Look, last night was one of those old-fashioned NBA duels. When you had Paul George doing things and LeBron being LeBron, you're back to Jordan and Dominique with some of that. There's flashes of that.
It was terrific. And you had LeBron surprising himself. And once that three ball is dropping, he pulled up from, I believe, 31 at one point.
And it still flicks.
Yeah, 31 straight shot. You know, and he did the woo or the whole way down the court, and you like it's fun to see greatness surprise itself.
The Jordan shrug,
yeah, the Jordan shrug, or you know when he licks the fingers after hitting the crazy turnaround like reverse layups, or like when greatness is like, yo, I've been pretty badass my entire life, but that right there, was out of my body.
Some of the Tiger fist pumps.
Yeah. When greatness takes it to another level, and the guys on the court understand that we're just going to have to ride this out. Like, the next 4 minutes are going to be rough. We're going to call a timeout. We'll try to foul him as hard as we can, but we're going to have to ride this out.
West Side, Sam, you're on the score.
All right. Oh, man. Good topics there. After they got rid of a lot of guys after the 2015 season.
You talking about the Hawks?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They seem to play pretty well last year, and especially this year. How are they able to play? I guess it's kind of a two-part question. How are they able to play so well in the regular season after getting rid of all those guys?
Because the regular season doesn't matter to Hawks, the Blackhawks especially. They are a basketball team on ice. They don't care about the regular season. They turn it up. They turn it on in certain spots. How many times this year do we watch regular season games and go, they really didn't try for the first two periods and flip the switch and beat the hell out of somebody
what's
in the third?
Second part of your question.
Too hard. So I guess the second part of my question was, are they playing the regular season too hard? And burned up by the playoffs.
Well, this year it does look like they were grinding through a period where they don't usually grind, because they were able to leapfrog Minnesota, get themselves a number one seed before they relented and took their foot off the gas at the very end of the year.
You guys are getting rest.
Yeah, but the problem is your best players aren't as good as they used to be. It really isn't that hard. Your defense got slow, and the best players who are making the most money aren't as good as they used to be. That's all.
But Taves and Kane shouldn't be at that point in their careers where they're not as good as they used to be.
Well, Taves just clearly isn't. He just isn't.
So you won't mark this down as a 1 year playoff blip?
He was bad in the playoffs last year. This is consecutive playoffs of no show. He didn't score last year, did he?
But that's the thing. They've rolled out for you the last few years. Don't count his contributions with points. Don't do it with goals and assists, because you.
I mean, that's part of it, but I also
I like a lot of points from my guys.
Points are good.
Yeah,
they help win games.
Yeah, I like when you know, like guys like Tarasenko and Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby like rack up all those points. I love that.
Jeff in Roscoe Village says currently Patrick Kane is behind the following on the USA Hockey list for career points. Okay. Hull, Brett Hull, obviously, Modano, Housley, Roenick, Tkachuk, Mullen, Waite, Leach, LaFontaine, Chelios, Broughton, Amonte, Guerin, Suter, LeClaire, McNabb, Olchek, and then Dave Christian, Brian Ralston, Scott Young, and Scott Gomez. Kane's behind.
Yeah, you notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
So that means, what, his career is a little bit more than halfway over? So he's still got a lot to pile. I said a little bit more than half. I'd be surprised if he plays 17, 16 years.
At 752 points, 1.02 points per game, Kane needs to play 630 games at that current pace, 7.68 seasons, to move past Hull. If his scoring pace slows down, but he plays to age 39 like Hull did, then we're talking about a different calculation. He'll need to average 58 points a season over the next 11 years.
He could probably do that for 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Those last two or three are probably tough.
Yeah, but he'll probably end up in the top three is what the projection is like. Yeah.
And he takes care of his body, so he'll be all right. Gets good sleep.
Well, finally.
Yeah.
Right. Not good enough.
Gets good sleep, you know, puts the right things in his body, you know, is worried about that hairline. That's all it takes, man, is that one look in the mirror when that hairline between, is running away from you.
Between him and LeBron and me, Tiger.
And me. You know, when that hairline start, when them power alleys start to, you know, go the way of our old coworker Chris Collins, our boy out there.
How?
Well, he gave me the term power alleys. Like, I was like, yo, that is hilarious. When the power alleys start to diminish a little bit, they start to push those fences back. You got to muster up a little bit more pop. Yeah, man. I think that is the reckoning for Eddie Mann when he starts to look in that mirror and is like, you know what? It's a little thinner than it used to be. And I don't feel as confident as I used to. And then you don't have that 5 to 10K to get that restoration. And you start doing weird things like pushing your hairline back. And you got the helicopter windshield forehead like Stephen A. Smith. Gotta be careful out here.
Chicago baseball game day schedule presented by AutoZone. Cubs at Cincinnati. The White Sox welcome Cleveland. And it's brought to you by AutoZone. There's a good chance it's raining out somewhere. Make sure your wipers are up to the challenge. Get the Duralast Flex Blade Wipers from AutoZone. For maximum visibility, get in the zone. AutoZone.
This 217 text, that comment might be the best description of Jordan Goff. Well, not Jordan Goff, but Jordan
comma
Goff. When teams physically got the look of, oh bleep, he's going Jordan. Nobody invokes that look from teams anymore. I don't know if you saw Kobe's, what is it, damn near 20-year career or what LeBron is doing currently.
Steph Curry's had some nights.
Yeah, when you're like, we're going to have to ride this out. And I don't think basketball has a special place with that, because with pitchers, it's like, yo, this guy, he does this every game. Clayton Kershaw is going to give you that work, 7 innings, 8 innings, every single start out. You get through one or two starts to the outliers, and then people go crazy. But with basketball, you know, you rarely get 6 or 7 shots in a row, too. So when you get on that roll and guys start to look around like, yo, no matter how hard I foul this guy, that ball is going in. You start to look over at your coach like, at what point are you going to call timeout here? Like that there's that special mojo that gets cracking in basketball, unlike any other sport. And I think LeBron has, you know, he's exhibited that more than once in his career.
Yeah, you see it in baseball, but even you got to wait your turn. You know, even Eric Thames. That's
exactly.
Even Eric Thames has to wait for that, those four times, those four turns you get. Did you see, by the way, finally, nationally, people are picking up on the fact that both John Lackey and Chris Bosio essentially accused Eric Thames of using steroids. That people are saying,
I didn't see that.
Saying, wait a second. I
mean, nationally?
I just saw that USA Today had a piece, Yahoo had a piece, and the Deadspin ran it saying, whoa, chief.
See, when I heard that from John, I didn't think that immediately.
Did you see the wink?
Yeah, see, I read the comment.
I didn't see it.
Because when you said it to Jake a couple of days, was it yesterday that you said it to Jake? I saw the comment.
And
I didn't
Jake
see
protected
the,
him pretty well, but you,
that's
but,
a teammate.
But you've got to say, I mean, it's obvious.
And what did Bosio say now?
Same thing. The Bosio counter with Mully and Hanley. We can play him.
Thinking about King Griffey Jr. and Manny Ramirez when he went to the Dodgers, very Barry Bonds-ish. You're talking about some of the greatest players ever to play this game. So yeah, it's probably a head scratcher because nobody knows who this guy is. And when he was here before, yeah, his body's changed.
Oh wow!
See,
now that's blatant. Yeah, like, you might as well say he's doing
it's a head scratcher.
Performance enhancing drugs.
His body's changed,
and when he was here before, like denoting the fact that when he was here before, he wasn't this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the 773. Because he's a black man. <I don't... laughs> Shout out to my barbershops out there. How you feeling?
I wasn't sensing that.
No, I didn't either, but this is, it jumped out. Look at the 773, other 773, racially based comments.
That's the same number. That's the same guy.
The same dude. Yeah. I bet.
That's the same guy.
Because he's a black man.
Why does it have to sound like that?
Because that's what brothers do. Our voices go higher when we scream at people about racially based motivations. Damn it. Because Eric Thames is a brother, Chris Bosio and John Lackey are taking it there.
At the top of the hour, Steve Rosenbloom, our buddy, is going to fix what ails the Blackhawks.
No, he's not.
He is.
Stop saying that. Promising that. Steve has never fixed any situation ever.
He has a plan. He's actually sat down and thought about it.
Lies.
Instead of like what he writes. He actually
freestyles.
Right. It's a well considered.
It's off the top
plan.
Of Steve.
He's
Biggie,
got it.
Jay-Z, and Steve Rosenbloom in terms of just going without a pen.
Pretty much the same guy.
Same dudes. Right? Yeah, exactly. I see it in the fashion, in the choices of ladies, those kinds of things. Yeah. Steve Rosenbloom's right there with Biggie and Jay.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. So we'll fix the Hawks at the top of the hour on the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They're going to give it another run for next season because he did win 50 games and had 109 points.
I mean, they need to make some moves. They need to find some stars.
There are too many good young teams out there that are faster and better right now and better prepared to play postseason hockey than the Blackhawks.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Friends, it's Matt Abaticola. You know, for years now, I've been telling you about my services with Xfinity and telling you need to make the switch if you have not made that switch yet. Still telling you that. You've got to do it. But I want to talk specifically to those of you out there that have AT&T and DirecTV. Let's start with the dish, first of all. If there's any bad weather, you're not watching TV. And, of course, we know we get bad weather here in Chicago all the time, all calendar long. So you're going to have issues with your dish all the time. Now, how about the quality of the services? Well, with Xfinity, by not having it, you're missing out on so much. First, there's the X1 voice remote where you can speak into it, find anything you want on the TV screen in just a matter of seconds. It's that easy to find. There's the Xfinity on-demand services with TV shows and movies, thousands of them for you, for the entire family, for your kids. Everything is there for you to watch at your fingertips, that easy. Millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation that you can use. You can connect while you're away from home. It helps you save data on your phone, so Xfinity helps you save money. And then there's the in-home Wi-Fi, which is the best in the country. The internet is the fastest, most reliable. AT&T doesn't even come close. They don't even offer the same speeds. Nothing close to what Xfinity does. That's why it's the fastest and most reliable in America. So don't settle for AT&T and DirecTV. Get started with the Xfinity services for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay, which is just no bills come to your house. You don't have to worry about any paper and you never forget to pay your bill. It's done for you. Plus, you act today and get $150 back. I'm telling you, if you want the absolute best internet for your home, you want the best in-home entertainment, you have to have Xfinity and the X1 system. Call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
deal savings event is going on now at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan has all the bases covered with 25% off MSRP on new Nissan. So if you've waited to buy your next car, there may never be a better time to buy, because Woodfield Nissan has drastically reduced the prices on all their new and used cars. So if you're looking to steal a deal, then head over to Woodfield Nissan today. This is your chance to save at least $4,000 to $14,000 off MSRP on brand new Nissans. Every new Nissan is on sale. No models will be held back. And with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles in one location, you're sure to find the perfect vehicle. So don't waste your time shopping around. Go to Woodfield Nissan and Hoffman Estates. You can choose from a huge selection of 2017 Nissan Altimas, Sentras, and Rogues, and more, now available with 0% APR financing for 72 months. So what are you waiting for? Buy your next new Nissan at Woodfield Nissan and Hoffman Estates. Woodfield Nissan, just 2 miles west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall at Golf and Higgins, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. Savings off MSRP is on select models. 0% APR financing on select models to qualified buyers, and it's $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed to qualified buyers in lieu of sale prices. Two or more available at this price.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, the clearer things become, the more questions you have. Remember to just focus on your future. Taurus, this week, things in your romantic realm are stepped up a notch or two. Gemini, while you deserve a raise at work, this is not the week to ask for one. Cancer, this week, money concerns weigh you down. Reevaluate your retirement goals. Leo, you may be tempted to take a risk, but look before you leap. And Virgo, a flirtatious exchange this week may lead to something unexpected. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Clean, reduce emissions, improve performance, and restore lost power with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I had to Heimlich you.
It was shrimp fest. I was tired of peeling.
TV's number one new comedy.
What does that smell?
My candle.
It smells like meatloaf.
Because it's a meatloaf candle.
Proves laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, honey, you want breakfast?
Thinking about going for a run.
Okay.
I thought about it. I'm going to have breakfast.
Kevin James in Kevin Can Wait. CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You're going to have to get younger and faster on that blue line, and it may take a couple of years where you're good and you're not going to win the Stanley Cup, but you have to let the Forslings and the Kempneys of the world, you have to see if they can grow into prominent roles like the likes of Hjalmarsson and Seabrook have had all these years.
Yeah, Michael Kempney actually in the face-off dot. Yeah, he was in the face-off circle at the end of that game because your guy, Artem Anisimov.
That's not my guy.
That's your guy.
Why is it Michael? You can assign me Artem Anisimov.
I can assign you whatever the hell I want to assign you. And most bums get assigned to you. The great ones get assigned to me, and I get to talk about them. You get to drag down the bums. That's the balance of the show.
Okay.
You like dancing on bums' graves. I like exalting the greatness. You know, the yin and the yang. Let's do this thing. It's a great Friday, Dan Bernstein. I have no drugs in my system. You know, I'm happy about life. You look good in your nice blue sweater over there. I assume that you're going to a nice dinner or something this evening.
We've got a dinner party. Friends of ours who are wonderful cooks.
You're not dressed in trash bags, so everything is good today.
No, it's one of these couples that has, you know, they carry on conversations about anything and everything. And
nice.
They've got no kids, so they have this all sorts of giant.
Very worldly.
Yeah, like. They travel all over the place, and they've got a massive wine cellar, and they know everything about wine and food.
You got
so when they say come on over
friends,
and eat,
man.
Well, see this.
You got some awesome friends. My friends,
it's all the ones with
come over and like borrow batteries and stuff.
I'm telling you, it's the ones without kids that have these
great lives.
Oh, their lives are so fabulous,
man.
And they're just all the where are you guys? Oh, we were in Italy for 2 weeks.
Off the south of France.
Yeah, right. Just then we decided to come back here, and then we went to our place in New York for a while.
Where were you, Jay? I was over at the daycare getting thrown up on
diapers.
Like Brendan jumped in the truck yesterday because we were going to go play ball, and I had to go pick up the boy and the girl, and He's in the back just wailing while Brendan's in the front seat.
I thought you were talking about Brendan.
Yeah, no. Baby's in the back crying because it was time for feeding or whatever.
Sure, little like, leather lungs. Yeah, and yeah. Have it, yep.
And yeah, Brendan's just smiling away, and I'm like, yeah,
soon enough.
Yeah, this is fine. You know, this is fine because you know that you're going to be without him in 10 minutes. You're going to go play ball and then go see your lovely wife and have yourself a nice dinner and a nice night.
Come on. They're going to have like 8 kids.
Brendan? Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to shoot up her club.
And
very soon yes. here.
And then he's going to turn into his dad.
Brendan Briggs.
He's gonna
like a water hose.
He's going to turn into his dad, and he's going to be the guy that's just sitting in front of the television ranting at the news.
Nobody's Patty, man. That is one of the 5 or 6 most respected men in my eyes that I've ever met. And I had, 2 meetings with that man. Like Patty McCaffrey is a man's man, dude.
And, a man
know,
in full.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, I'm from foreign-born parents. You know, Brendan has foreign-born parents. It's like to see a guy like that from the old country. You know, a dude who's like still wants to get down with the elbow grease part of being a dad and being the man of the house. Yeah, that dude gets a salute from me every time I see him, man. Yep. Every time, like I went to Brendan's bachelor party. It was at a bar. It was like Mike Tyson punch out being played and beers were going around. And I bought Patty a beer and he was like, "Don't you do that again." I'm like, "All right, I got you. I got you, Patty." Because he's that guy. He's like, "Hey, I pay how I weigh. I'm not about to have anybody, you know, buy me beers all night. I'm Patty McCaffrey, damn it. You know, beat your ass in here." Patty put those hands on me, too, so I better be careful. I love you, Patty McCaffrey. Always will. I'm just saying, I don't want no problems. He's got that old man strength, too. You know, I don't want no part of that. But Brendan, Brendan's got babies coming here soon.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah. Everybody, listen, do you understand what this generation of the Score is going through right now? Like,
what do you mean?
Tanny has his beautiful wife and his daughter, Juju, who's getting ready to be 3 years old. Shep is married. Like, Maddie's got his kids. I got a kid finally. Like, this is like, it's. Like, we used to be, like, young and like, yo, we out here. Like, give us these appearances.
Team-wise.
Yeah, give us these appearances because after the appearance, we will be drinking with the people we've been hanging with for the next 2 or 3 hours. And now you look around and everybody's back hurts. Like, nobody smells good. Like, we
it's
all used
great
to.
Great days we're living, bros.
Everybody, yeah, exactly. Like, we all used to wear cologne and have nice things. And now everybody, like, coming in here bitching or showing pictures of their kids. Like, dude, we're turning into everything you guys used to be, or like are right now.
Still am. It's just it's just different now. Yeah, man. Now, but
dude, I'm gonna be 37 years old. I never thought I would be 30. I knew for sure I was going to be dead before 37. I'm gonna be 37 years old here. Maybe that's why I woke up feeling as good as I feel, because I'm like, yo. You know, life is good. Life, you know, there's a lot of people who life is bad for, and we get to talk to them every single day.
They're all texting.
And try to hang out with them for 4 or 5
based
hours.
Based on the content of the text, all those people are texting.
Yeah, they're texting about the Hawks, right? Because the Hawks dropped them off.
Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Cubs at Cincy, Sox hosting Cleveland. Brought to you by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Steve Rosenblum will fix what ails the Blackhawks.
Stop saying that.
That's what it says on my thing.
It's not true.
It might be.
Shep believes that he will. You kind of believe that he will. I don't believe so.
All right, well, we'll see next on the
Sleep great all night long like I do. You've got to do what I did and get yourself a MyPillow. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. I absolutely love MyPillow. I sleep longer every night. I get to sleep faster. I stay asleep for longer periods of time. There's no more waking up and having a flat pillow or a warm pillow and having to flip it over and try to get it cool or fold in half, try to get some kind of neck support or head support. You know, sometimes I even wake up with a headache if I had a bad pillow. No longer with MyPillow. This is why I love MyPillow and why you will too and why you need to try them. They stay cool all night long and most importantly, they hold their shape. See, the patented interlocking fill, it adjusts to your sleep needs. So you get in bed, You get your pillow all situated, and it stays that way for the entire night. You don't wake up with a flat pillow. You don't have to flip it. You don't have to fold it. It's there for you. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat. Where have you heard that with a pillow? It comes with a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. I have two on my bed. I even bought my pillows for my boys. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. Just go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. You'll get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. So bring one to work. Sleep while your boss is gone. You'll do it with a MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call 800-960-3804, MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit AppleChevy.com and get details on driving home the newly redesigned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT for only $229 a month. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Chicago Baseball World Champ Wilson Contreras. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when Westfield Ford showed me how much I save, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, drive a new 2017 Fusion for just $219 a month or buy it for only $17,995.
Join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford. On a Grange Road in Countryside, visit westfieldford.com.
Closed end 36-month lease to qualified buyers. $2509 due at inception. 10,000 miles per year. Taxes and fees extra. Ends 4/30/17.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value?